Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Long rip of cheese.
I saw that happen really fast.
Yeah, it did happen real fast. So I'll start quick like that. Gotta be quick like that. So welcome to Weekday Wednesday, February 3rd. Can you believe it's February already?
February 3rd and it's freezing.
And it's freezing. It's absolutely freezing. It was like 28 degrees and we went for a walk this morning. And of course the boy was happy, but it is cold out there. It is so cold out there. What are you all up to this morning? Let me see if I can get these sound levels right. Trying to balance out our music, the bong hits, and our commentary. So welcome to February, everybody. It's cold. You guys all bundled up out there. You got your beanies on, your scarves on. I got long johns on underneath. It's crazy cold.
Crazy cold. And there's a lot of events coming up.
Really? What's going on?
Well, we got the Peace Fair towards the end of the month.
27th.
February 27th, and that's going to be a Saturday.
That is going to be a Saturday.
Excuse me.
Wow. We love it. We love it. We're choking on bottles over here. Sorry, man.
All right, okay.
So, Peace Fair. This year, let's see what they've got going on. They've, what is their theme? They have a theme every year. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check it out. This year's theme is Compassion for Refugees and Migrants. All One World is what they're calling it.
That's awesome. Well, One World will take place on Saturday, February 27th, 2016, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Reed Park Bandshell. This will be a free event. And like Belle said, the theme this year is Compassion for Refugees and Migrants, All One World. And this is the 2016 Peace Fair, which Tumbleweeds will be a part of. Belle Starr and I will be there signing autographs, 8x10s, glossies of us. So stop by the booth and say hi. Get it? Say hi. We are going to be there. The petition is supposed to be there.
Yeah, Holy Cow will be there 11 to 5, 11 to 4.
The Mindful Regulation Initiative.
Yeah.
So if you have not yet signed that will be there. This is the one is full rights for patients.
I was going to say, tell us some of the differences. It's kind of crazy.
The way I see it is it's full rights for patients. And the other one is for
new businesses to come in. Yeah. So
once again, it's your rights over business rights, businesses being treated as people, which they're not, they're businesses, people being treated less than businesses, which is very reverse on here, the way that we run things in our country. So I don't know if anyone got to watch the Iowa caucus that happened on Monday night. It was a very close neck race between Hillary and Bernie Sanders, which, you know, I am pushing for that man.
It was too close. I think it was like a point away or something.
Oh, it was less than it was Johnny's there was a someone said it was zero, it was like less than a percent.
Really?
Less than a percent that it created just that rift of, you know.
What? Yeah, they were both calling it at that
point. I mean, that was neck and neck. It was pretty much pretty amazing. Of course, then Ted Cruz won on the Republican side, which...
What is it?
Worst of the evils?
I don't know.
Which one's worst of the evils? I don't know.
Thing is,
Trump is just a very scary man. No one who has ever won on the Republican side of the Iowa caucus has ever made it. So I'm not too worried. He's a very right-wing religious presidential candidate. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but when you try to pull that into your candidacy and you try to make everyone believe that that's the right of the way of the world now or the way of the land, that's just not the way that this country works. And you're really trying to step back, bring us back, you know.
Reel it in.
No, he's taking us back in time. We don't need to be going.
This is the future. Well, no, you've got to reel it in. That's what I'm saying, man. We've got to get a grip. We've got to get a hold of yourself. We've got to reel it in.
Reel it in.
That's an old school. My Lord. Guess what?
What?
Speaking of reeling it in, I love marijuana.
Jeez.
I love this industry.
Jeez.
Because, like Cheryl Schumann said at the Cannabis Convention, the Southwest Conference, Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, which is all over the United States right now. It's crazy. She said, you guys, you're not even on the ground level. You're in the basement. So get started with whatever it is you want to get started with. People are like, oh, somebody already came up with that. So come up with your own, right?
There's plenty of time to do this.
Get original. Marijuana industry is
This is basement floor.
It's predicted to surpass the $15 billion NFL. Industry this decade.
I'm glad you saw that, Bell. That was one of the ones.
Yep, that was one of the ones, so check it out. A leading marijuana investment and research company, the ArcView Group, released a report estimating marijuana sales in legal states for 2016. In 2015, sales totaled $5.4 billion, growing 17% from 2014. What business grows that fast?
The marijuana business.
Yes, cannabis. For 2016, the group predicts a 25% increase from 2015, making the projected nationwide sales around $6.7 billion.
Booyah.
$6.7 billion is what it is. ArcView expects marijuana sales to reach over $21 billion by 2020, surpassing the NFL, which is approximately a $15 billion industry. Over the next 4 years, the group expects a steady increase in sales of 30%. ArcView CEO Troy Dayton says, I think that we are going to see in 2016 this wave of investors, the next wave of business. Oh my gosh. The next wave of business who sort of been watching and really starting to swing for the fence and take it really serious. Oh, they are. They did take it to ArcView and new tech here. Market file data in medical marijuana and recreational marijuana dispensaries, caregivers, sales of marijuana products. These large businesses are part of high recreational sales in multiple states, switching from prescription drugs to medical marijuana for relief. I love that.
That's so incredible.
And they're switching it not only for relief of pain, but relief from terminal and debilitating conditions. And we're being told not to take care of your parents now. See, is that better? Can you hear me now? Maybe because of this new Bluetooth thing. And we're just going to turn the Bluetooth off and see if anything happens. Can you hear us now? We're going to take it to the it to the bloggers. Can you hear us now? Who did that? Was that Verizon?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now?
Better, but there's buzzing in the back.
Buzzing. Oh, maybe that's... Well, maybe that's the fan. We'll just turn the fan down. Oh, it could be that. That could be buzzing. We got a new Bluetooth device, and we were hoping to get into the 21st century. Much better. Well,
We did two things, so we'll just leave it. Oh, my goodness. That was crazy. That was absolutely crazy. Well, thank you. We'll get back to the marijuana industry now. Thank you for that. The data taken to project future sales comes from the partnership of ArcView and New Frontier. The markets used to compile the data include medical marijuana, recreational marijuana dispensaries, caregivers, sales of products, all sorts of stuff, according to Fortune. These large growth numbers are in part helped by recreational sales beginning in multiple states and more patients switching from prescription drugs to medical marijuana for relief from debilitating and terminal conditions. Edibles are also gaining popularity, which helped to boost sales numbers. When asked about edible sales, John Cagia, director of analytics at New Frontier, said they also come at higher price points than flower does, which means the businesses are able to capture higher sales per customer through the sales of these new products. With marijuana legalization showing continued growth and acceptance in more states, more high-profile investors are likely to invest in the industry. Well, we had, and I won't say any names, but I think this is okay to say, we had our oldest patient come in. You ready for this? Oh, where is it? I love it. Are you ready for it? How old? 97 years old. She was fantastic. We'll just call her Mrs. Fantastic. And I said, I got gutsy. I said, do you mind? Can I ask how old you are? And she looked at me and she said, I'm 97. And I said, that's awesome. I said, you know what? When you were little, this was already in your medicine cabinet. Pretty much. Very true, Belle. Yeah. And she said, really? And I said, yeah, you want to know something silly? Our government, who tells you you can't use it and tells you it's bad for you, is already growing it. They already have their own patients. They roll it for their own patients. Everyone can give it to them for free. Here you go. Because we have a patent on this plant that we tell everybody else, do as I say, not as I do.
Did she say anything like... any history that she remembered? Like,
no, she didn't. She didn't realize that back in the day, Eli Lilly had already was manufacturing cannabis in its products, a lot of its products, actually.
Hmm.
But she didn't realize that. She didn't know that. And I said, it's probably because you had cannabis in your medicine cabinet and marijuana came. Oh, see the difference in the name there? They gave it
a bad name.
They
threw you off.
They threw you off. You already had it.
This is fantastic. You already had it.
You already had
your magic medicine.
You already had your vitamin C. They just changed it to vitamin M. And
there
you have it. 97 years old. That's
wonderful. So speaking of all this happening in all the different worlds, you were just talking about how people are switching over their medicine from prescriptions to cannabis. Well, mm-hmm. Guess what the prescription companies are doing? They're now switching over to making cannabis with their products.
Ooh.
So we've got a couple different
scenarios.
Cannabis RX Inc., these are a couple companies that are coming out that are making their own medicines. Abbott's got their bioceuticals. All these different companies are coming out with their new stuff that is going to be, helping people. But, this is where we start breaking down the plant again, and we start isolating and synthesizing.
Mm-hmm.
And we start bringing, what helps you. And you're not getting this whole synergistic effect, which you need with cannabis. Is all of those cannabinoids help you? And they work in conjunction with each and every single one.
Yes, absolutely. They do.
They do. There's the hemp, CBD, and high strains. But this is using whole plant.
Yeah. Which you should use. If you can get a hold of it. That's the hard part, though. It's very difficult to get fresh raw plant. I don't know that any dispensary is doling out fresh raw plant. I don't think it's happening yet.
No.
Yet. Oh, good afternoon to the Netherlands.
Good afternoon.
It is. They're getting ready to get off work a little bit, go home, have a long head, look at their pretty girls in the backyard. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all our guests out there. Thank you for listening to Weed Day Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016.
You're Belle Starr, and I'm the Cannabis Kid.
You bet you we are. You betcha. Boy, howdy. Oh, do we have our little, we do. It was Christmas. But I like the bells. It's just such a nice,
where did
you know,
get
bell. Oh,
is
I won't
a basket
even say.
Full of fun stuff.
It is a basket full of fun stuff. Yeah, all sorts of good stuff. So, what are y'all using this morning for cannabis relaxations, inspirations, creativity? Cannabis makes us smarter. It has definitely made me smarter. It's made me a better person. It's made me think more. Open my mind. It's opened my mind.
I think
I'm
gives
reading
you
more.
Perspective.
I'm reading more as a person. That's mm-hmm. a good thing to read. It's hard for me to read, but I read more now that I'm doing this. Puerto Rico. Guess
how,
what?
How about? Oh.
Puerto Rico announces it's starting a medical marijuana program.
Good for them. I think every.
Oh my
I
God.
Think they're leading. You know.
Anybody who has this view.
Lead by
view
example.
Puerto Rico. Anyone who has that view should be smoking.
You know they've been probably they've been using it.
Yeah.
Just as long.
Yeah.
Or as longer.
Longer. Or as longer.
Or as longer.
Long. Boy howdy. Yeah. Puerto Ricans will soon
Webster's
be able to use
a new word.
Medical marijuana mm-hmm. products for chronic, terminal, and debilitating qualifying conditions. The U.S. territory will offer creams, tinctures, patches, pills, and others for qualifying medical marijuana patients. Provisions for cultivating, manufacturing, and distributing of medical marijuana products has been approved for medical use only, and recreational use still remains illegal. The Public Affairs Secretary, Jesus Manuel Ortiz, states that the program should be in place by the end of 2016, according to ABC News. The program will be very regulated. It will track medical marijuana from seed to sale. Private companies will be permitted to obtain licenses to cultivate the medicine. Puerto Rico's program will also require lab testing to ensure that marijuana is free of contaminants. Testing completed at independent labs will also help determine that each strain grown has the proper amount of THC as regulated by the program. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's going to be, the proper amount. They're focusing on that THC, I guess.
Well, we're seeing so many states, and, you know, Puerto Rico is just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Yeah.
But
they're focusing on the THC, and I want to know what levels they deem appropriate and how they deemed that. So, like,
yeah.
You know, for what, if a leukemia patient comes in, are you going to say, well, this level of THC is appropriate for that, and how are you finding that out?
Right. Well, with the research they're finding, you know, they're finding that.
No, I want to hear. I want to see
yeah,
the research.
I hear what you're saying.
You
hear
what I'm saying? We
I
need
hear,
a link.
I hear it.
We need a link.
I hear
please.
It, Val. It's coming in loud and clear.
Yep. Do it up.
Do
you
it up.
You want to share some of your interesting?
I don't want none
kind
of this.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's
no.
We've got some pretty posters on a page over here, and they look really great.
But it's kind of like stuff that we already know.
Well, speaking of, we got really excited when Puerto Rico said that they were going to have mandatory testing because Arizona marijuana backers want mandatory testing for sure.
We do.
Yes, they do. Current Arizona statutes do not require medical marijuana dispensaries or caregivers to test marijuana. They don't test for toxins. They don't test for pesticides, herbicides, mold, fungus, disease, bug poop, anything else that's not nothing that's not they don't test. Dispensaries are only required to include information on labels of what chemicals may be in or used to grow the marijuana.
Bill,
interesting.
Do you think patients are asking why?
Dispensaries are required to include information. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're required to include information on what chemicals may be in or used to grow their marijuana. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to go around and ask. Inquiring minds want to know. Arizona marijuana legalization supporters are pushing for testing because of the many recalls on marijuana products in Colorado due to the presence of toxins. Chairman of the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol in Arizona tells Tucson News Now that wouldn't we rather have something that's tested and we know it's a safe product and isn't laced with any other material?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He goes on to say they're using regulation to make sure that consumers are receiving a safe product. We don't have that in Arizona today, and we don't have that on the streets today. As Arizona prepares to vote for recreational marijuana legalization in November of 2016, this issue remains prominent. Colorado bans the use of some pesticides. This is a measure that supporters also want to see put in place in Arizona to ensure that medical and recreational marijuana users obtain a safe product. That's the most important thing.
Gordy Buffton, a sober coach and author, agrees that testing should be completed on marijuana products. He says that it is common for manufacturers to use pesticides to protect their crops, but he's concerned about their effects. He went on to say, do you treat the pot, but with what you're treating it, you don't know what it is or how it's going to affect the individuals that smoke it.
Great.
The ballot measure for Arizona recreational marijuana legalization does include language that would require testing of all shelf products at dispensaries, and that's a good thing. You can't go into a store, any store, anywhere for any product and wonder what's in it. You have to know what's in it, and it has to be safe. And the problem with some of the chemicals that they're using on the plants is that when you fire it up in your bowl, those chemicals change and they turn into deadly toxins that can kill you, neurotoxins. There are a lot of people out there that are really...
I already have a compromised immune system.
Yeah, they have compromised immune systems. What should you grow next? A very CBD strain for the Netherlands because it's fun. And I'll tell you why a high CBD strain is fun. Gina Revere.
It's all right.
It's okay. It's fun because it takes all your pain away and it makes you happy. And it makes you, and you're right, it is our show. And if you don't like it, you can go back out in the green room and the rest of them are like, I'm hearing you. Organic, homemade, right out of the oven blueberry muffins with our bong hits. You guys are silly. You're just jealous. We know it. But seriously, the high CB strains are awesome because it instantly takes all your pain away, which for me just makes me happy. So I found that I had a really high CBD strain, 14.5. Well, I guess this isn't so high these days, but 14.5% CBD, 0.71% THC. And I found that I just kept going back to that in my little cabinet of cannabis, And I just kept going back to that because it makes you feel so good. And when your pain's gone, there must be, because when your pain's gone, you're doing a lot of that. You're just smiling and you're happy. Because you're happy. Oh, yeah. Blueberry muffins.
I know we're packed full of blueberries.
Yeah. Full. Like, you know, that's...
It's like having a handful of blueberries.
That's some good stuff. So, way to go. Way to go, Arizona. We need to require testing. I've actually received medicine that upon breaking it up, puffs of white stuff fly out, mold, powdery mildew, mold, things like that. I've seen that. I've experienced that. It's not healthy, like you were saying, with people with compromised immune systems. You can't have that. That could harm you. That could seriously, seriously harm you.
Well, what they're saying is like the different chemicals that they are using, they don't know the effects of it through the plant. You know, it might be just really wrong. You know, it just holds up and, like you said, causes a different kind of mixture or chemical reaction that could be very harmful.
It could be harmful. Did you know? Are you all getting out there to vote? We had someone come in the health center today, and I won't name names. And you know what? I myself was not a big, I wasn't a big student in school, and I didn't, I think I have always voted, but I haven't always been the most prepared or educated even about what I've been voting about until, you know, recently. I got to participate in the caucus in Iowa, which was really awesome and eye-opening. But if you're not going to vote, we had somebody come in and say, yeah, I don't vote. And I said, really? He says, yeah, it doesn't help. It doesn't make a difference. And I said, well, had Arizonans not voted for this medical marijuana program, you wouldn't be standing here. We wouldn't have a business, and you wouldn't be able to get your card. I said, so if you're going to vote for anything, go vote for marijuana. If you're going to vote, vote for pot. Vote for weed.
Vote for it.
Vote for cannabis. Whatever you want to call it, it's a beautiful plant. Just go vote for it. It's really, really important. New Mexico's November ballot might include marijuana legalization. Oh, I love our western states are such rebels. New Mexicans might be voting on marijuana legalization this November. House Bill 75 and Senate Joint Resolution 5 would allow adults 21 and older to legally purchase, possess, and use marijuana in the state. Once residents found that tax dollars from regulated marijuana sales would help fund health-related programs, 69% of the state's residents became supportive of regulated marijuana sales, according to a recent poll posted by Normal. If these bills pass legislation and are put into law, New Mexico residents ages 21 and over would be able to purchase marijuana from legal retail dispensary locations.
Exciting.
Additional work to get recreational marijuana on New Mexico voting ballots needs to be done. Supporters believe that a public vote on recreational marijuana legalization and properly regulated sales would pass easily. Woo! I love it. Go Dougie. Doug Fine. All right. Oh, I love these touch screens. Can I?
Yeah.
This says 7 ways cannabis is great for your brain. We're going to give you some info, and then we're going to play one of our favorite songs. Go for it.
Says we know that cannabis is good for our soul, but what about our minds?
Ooh.
Decades of government propaganda have drilled into our collective psyche the idea that pot kills brain cells, stoners lose motivation, becoming stupid, forgetful, and lazy.
Ah.
The truth after so many years is finally coming to light. Not only is cannabis not the horrible brain-destroying, rape and murdering inducing gateway drug that we have had been led to believe,
yeah,
it actually is good for our bodies and especially our brains. There are dozens of ways cannabis helps our bodies, with more being discovered every day. For our minds specifically, there are several great things that cannabis can do. Cannabis promotes neurogenesis.
Wow.
Which is, researchers have proven cannabinoids cause new brain cells to grow. The progress known as neurogenesis, the process of growing new brain cells, specifically in the hippocampus, explains why cannabis is so effective in treating mood disorders like depression, anxiety, and stress. These conditions are all related to the lack of adult neurogenesis.
Wow. That's a big fancy word. Cannabis fights Alzheimer's. Oh, I hope so. I'm going to start smoking more. Can you believe that? I'm going to double my dose. Alzheimer's is a devastating disease, disrupting memory, language, thinking, and reasoning. Early symptoms include irritability, anxiety, and depression. Later stages can include sleep disturbances, outbursts, delusions, hallucinations. Ironically, many of the symptoms of Alzheimer's are similar to the false claims made for the effect of cannabis use on the human brain. THC has been confirmed as a potent antioxidant with neuroprotective properties, directly affecting Alzheimer's by cleaning away beta-amyloid brain plaque, whose buildup is the primary cause of the disease. Cannabis treatment is an effective course for other neurodegenerative diseases as well, including ALS, MS, and Parkinson's. Wow. Brain plaque.
Brain plaque.
That's partly what causes.
Brain plaque.
Wow. Well, cannabis prevents brain damage. Look at that.
Just say no to brain plaque.
There we go. Let's just get this big. There. Statistical rates of concussion damage to players in professional sports compared to admitted cannabis use show proof of the research that cannabis protects the brain against damage from trauma. It's been shown in laboratory studies to protect cognitive function and vital processing against injury, carbon monoxide poisoning, and stroke. Research even suggests that it could be used not only to recover from these incidents, but as a preventative, reducing damage, speeding recovery, and as a supplement for ongoing protection. And
yes,
this is what we talk about. We always talk about cannabis as a preventative. This is our vitamin C. This is our vitamin cannabis.
Well, it helps out the brain, protects the brain. Cannabis fights brain cancer. And this is the pharmaceutical industry admits that cannabis helps fight cancer. In fact, it's patented Marinol, synthetic versions of cannabinoids to use in conjunction with chemotherapy to treat nausea and appetite loss. Cannabis has effectively been shown to attack the progress of tumor and cancer cells while ignoring healthy cells. This is in the combination of therapy has dramatically devastating effects on the brain cancer as well as other cancers.
Wow. This is just a badass plant. I'm going to say it. It's a badass plant. Cannabis fights alcohol damage to the brain. All right. Cannabis's neuroprotective capabilities have been proven to reduce ethanol-induced cell death in the brain by up to 60%. That means that while social and binge drinkers may look down their noses at cannabis from a socially accepted standpoint, cannabis may actually be the best treatment for the devastating effects of long-term alcohol abuse. Very interesting. Cannabis and mental functions. While excessive use of mind-altering substances can inhibit proficient complex motor functions such as operating a vehicle, studies are now showing that drivers under the influence of cannabis are actually safer than drivers using alcohol, and perhaps even drivers not under the influence at all. Use of cannabis is now being shown in MRIs to have no significant differences from control subjects on brain function, and its effects, even in long-term heavy users, are only temporary. Cannabis has long been the muse for creative thinking in artists, musicians, writers, poets, and others. Science has proven that subjects using cannabis had faster and more far-reaching, accurate mental association in word association and creative reasoning tests by over double the score of controlled subjects. Whoa, this is a crazy screen here. This showed not only they were more able to link association in word groups, but faster to recognize when there was no association. Wow.
Cannabis and overall mental health.
Yes.
Study after study, compounded with common knowledge, proves time and time again that happier people live longer, healthier lives, they have faster recuperation times from illness, and greater endurance and performance of stress and adversity. Their overall positive outlook on life gives them better social skills and greater success in interpersonal tasks. If dietary supplements and exercise, meditation, rest all act to affect our mood, then we should include cannabis as not just a safe medicine and more healthy recreational substance, but should incorporate it all in a daily regimen for positive mood and health.
Wow! Did you hear that? We should incorporate it into our daily regimen for positive mood and health.
Now, this doesn't mean smoke it every day. It could be mean juice it every day. I mean, we're talking about...
Eat it every day.
Eat it every day.
Vaporize.
Find a way to
get it
into your system.
That's right. Gummy bear that.
If you don't want the psychedelic effect, find,
Juice it. You will get a lot of energy, believe you me. But you don't get the psychoactivity.
Right.
Because THCA is not active as a psychoactive component until you throw it in the oven. So you've got to start cooking that plant.
Or a bowl.
You can smoke it. Smoke a bowl. And you can smoke a bowl if you want every day, cannabis kid. You just do it. You know what else you can do every day if you want?
Like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. Piss. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Oh my God.
And we're back.
It's a Wednesday, Wednesday. So
Welcome. So much
happens in like 3 minutes and 55 seconds. You think you have time to go to the bathroom, and we just had another blueberry muffin, and they're not even medicated, and they're just insane. They are insane. All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. I'm going to pull that article back up, and we can continue reading if you have it, all about the positive effects of cannabis, which is what this show is about. Come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, best place on the whole planet to get certified, to get educated, and to meet all likes of the kind down there. Certifications, $85. Renewals are just $65. Sorry, the state charges $150. Yep. But if you're on food stamps, they give you a discount. So get in here and get certified before they take that away. You know the state, they're liable to take that away. You know what else they took away from us? Our little groovy orange and white little pamphlets we used to get when we first joined our medical marijuana program.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
no
that?
More newsletters.
Yeah, no more newsletters. We barely even get emails anymore about the program or what's happening. But come down to Tumbleweed, support your local certification center, get certified, come down, talk to one of our incredible doctors and
ask
our incredible staff.
Ask questions, call in.
Ask questions, call, email.
You want to know about the process and you want to be a little more familiar, come on down.
Yeah.
You,
people have a lot of questions, and that's what we're there, is to answer all those questions.
We get it. It's new. It's scary.
We totally get it.
And we don't want it to be scary.
No.
Because it is a program you voted for. And
it's a medical program.
It's a medical program.
It's a medical program. It's a program that you asked for. We got it. And now we're here to help you get your cannabis so you can prevent all of these crazy illnesses that just inevitably happen to us as we get older. Our bone marrow starts going and all sorts of crazy starts happening. All right, read us some studies.
Oh, no.
Is that it?
This was it. That was the last one that we read.
Oh, we read number 7 already?
Well, we did. Overall, it was mental health. I was excited
to read more. I was just so happy about all the incredible
effects. Do you want to talk about 11 U.S. presidents who have smoked marijuana?
Oh, of course we do, since we're talking about politics these days. Trump needs a bong hit. I'm just going to say it.
You know what?
He needs, like, a big one. You know who he needs to hang out with, who can rival him in his mental freakiness? Mark Emery. Mark, we love you. Come on our show. Mark, could you see Mark and Trump sitting doing bong hits? It would be
great.
A 24-hour Trump-a-thon.
They would lay it down.
They would lay it down. Oh, my gosh. That would be some great. That would be cray-cray.
Well, we all know. While we're really not sure about the last three presidents in history of smoking pot, historically record is unclear about some of the rest. Here is a look at the tokers and anti-tokers in the White House.
Presidential potheads.
Oh, sorry, while we were really sure about it.
Yeah, I'll do bong hits with Trump.
So, yes, Obama. We were really sure that he did. The last current president wrote about this, his cocaine and marijuana use.
Oh, George.
Use in Hawaii and famously said, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently, and that was when the pot, and that was the point, when running for president in 2008. Yes to number 43, George W. Bush.
George W.
Uh-huh.
W. was known as a cocaine user in his younger days, but he would never respond to questions about his marijuana use. Later, he told his biographer, Douglas Weed, yes, pronounced like weed, I wouldn't answer the marijuana questions. You know why? Because I don't want some little kid doing what I tried. That's from W, who was the cocaine user.
Slick Willie.
Bill Clinton.
Famously said,
Bill Clinton.
When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two.
Toker.
And I didn't like it. I didn't inhale, and I never tried it again. When I was asked about his marijuana use, in true Clinton patient fashion, he may have been telling the truth. The late Christopher Hitchens, who attached Oxford with Clinton, said Bill had an affinity for pot brownies, so may not have ever tried it inhaling ever again.
Hmm.
So when asked, he never inhaled, but he did ingest.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
there you go. Ronald Reagan, no. And I totally knew this was the
Number
man
40.
Who started
oh.
the war on drugs.
Oh.
Given that he died from Alzheimer's disease, it's a shame that the Gipper wasn't able to embrace the cannabis medicine that have protected his brain. Not that he would have used it, since Reagan told us, I now have absolute proof that smoking even one marijuana cigarette is equal in brain damage to being on a Bikini Island
during an H-bomb blast. Oh, you've got to be kidding. One joint? Wow. All right. No, but number 39, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter says he's never smoked pot, but there's no doubt his son Chip did on the roof of the White House with Willie Nelson. Still, Carter was the most progressive president on pot in the war on drugs era, telling Congress, I support legalization, amending federal law to eliminate all federal criminal penalties for the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. Go ahead.
Number 35, John F. Kennedy. Oh, sorry.
No.
Did I skip? Sorry. Number 37. I squipped.
Richard Nixon.
No.
Tricky Dick.
Number 37.
Tricky Dick.
Tricky Dick is one who brought us this war on drugs. In the first place, the Nixon tapes and replete with Nixon mix of irrational hatred of marijuana and non-white races and ethnicities who quote like this, I want a goddamn strong statement on marijuana. I mean one that just tears the ass out of them. You know that it's a funny thing. Every one of the bastards that are out there for legalization, marijuana is Jewish. Wow.
Wow.
That man definitely, well, who did I? Sorry, the Ronald Reagan was the one that said just say no, right?
Yeah.
Richard Nixon, right, was the one that started the whole war on drugs.
Let's see, where are we?
We're at right there at JFK.
JFK's mayor wanted to deal with severe back pain, according to a few written accounts, including John F. Kennedy, a biography, which described this White House scene on the evening of July 16, 1962. According to Washington Post executive Jim Truitt, Kennedy and Mary Meyer smoked marijuana together. The president smoked 3 of the 6 joints Mary brought to him. At first, he felt no effects. Then he closed his eyes and refused the 4th joint. Suppose the Russians did something now, he said. From President number 17, Andrew Johnson, to President 34, Dwight Eisenhower, we have almost nothing in the way of historical record of presidents smoking pot. Pre-Civil War America was a land of hemp farmers and slaves who could commonly roll up some hemp leaf as a smoke. Post-Civil War America heralded the development of pre-rolled tobacco cigarettes and prejudice against the Mexican immigrants who smoked marijuana. Cannabis was becoming a patent medicine, so perhaps some presidents used it in that fashion. But by the turn of the 20th century, the temperance movement was in full swing and states were beginning to prohibit cannabis. Pot smoking is not likely to be something the late 19th and early 20th century presidents wanted recorded for posterity, if they did it at all. Temperance movement, oh my God, that was a crazy movement. Those people were crazy. They'll come in with axes and bust down your saloon in a heartbeat.
Well, you know, it's
when, Wild West
when it's illegal is when you write about it. So that's when the historical facts actually get entered into some kind of written into journals or things like that. When it's just commonly used, it's not like you're like every time you go up or roll a joint, you're better write this one down.
I know. Right? It's just like
so it's different.
Water,
right.
Like, oh, I had a glass of water.
Had a glass of water today.
Unless maybe you need to keep track of your water intake, which we don't judge.
So, number
wash your water.
Number 16, Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln.
He is a no. The internet abounds with people claiming Honest Abe loved a pipe of sweet hemp and playing
his harmonica.
Uh-huh.
We need a harmonica sound effect.
Let's see, his quote from he didn't export them to America from Germany until 1868, for years after that, after Abe's assassination. Also, that off-sided prohibition goes beyond the bound of reason. Lincoln's quote, "It's fake," written by a former mayor of Atlanta in 1922, to court black voters to oppose alcohol prohibition. That doesn't necessarily mean Lincoln didn't partake. We just have no proof that he did.
Okay, well, again, they didn't, you know, they weren't reporters running around.
Well,
they weren't filming this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Thing. And who knows what they were smoking anyway.
Well,
so
that's what they said. Honest Abe had a pipe and he loved sweet hemp.
Who doesn't love their sweet hemp?
So does that say, I'm not denying, nor am I...
Number 14, yes, Franklin Pierce, one of the 3 military men to become president who enjoyed smoking marijuana with the troops fighting the Mexican-American War. In a letter to his family, Pierce wrote that marijuana smoking was about the only good thing about the war. Well, there you have it.
Hmm. Zachary Taylor, number 12, yes, another of the 3 military men who smoked marijuana with the troops.
Well, damn it. That's some serious stress out there.
It is.
God bless America. Number 7, Andrew Jackson. Yep. 3rd of the 3 military men whose letters referred to smoking marijuana with the troops.
Huh.
James Monroe, number
5. James Monroe openly smoked hash while he with as the ambassador to France and continued smoking until his death at age 73. Long-lasting.
He was the ambassador to France and loved his hashish.
Mm.
I love it. I love hashish.
And lived until 73, which is...
That's big
pretty
time
long.
Back then. Whoa,
uh-huh.
That's like 900. James Madison, yes, number 4, the father of the Constitution, claimed that hemp gave him the insight to create a new democratic nation.
Wow.
And, of course, it's written on hemp paper anyway, so,
whoa.
I mean, who are we kidding? Wow, that was quite a whoa. All right, Thomas Jefferson.
In addition to farming hemp, Jefferson was an ambassador to France during the hashish era.
I wish I was there during the hashish era.
At the risk of imprisonment if caught, Jefferson smuggled hemp seeds from China, known for their potency, to America. However, as far as our research takes us, he never said he wrote or wrote, "Some of my finest hours have been spent sitting on my back veranda, smoking hemp and observing as far as my eyes can see."
And yes, number one, George Washington, the father of our country, kept meticulous diaries wherein he noted that he sowed hemp at muddy hole by swamp, away from the hemp he grew for fiber, began to separate the male from female plants, and pulling up the male hemp plant was too late for the blossom hemp by 3 weeks or a month, indicates he was going for female plants with higher THC content. There is also indication he used hemp preparations to deal with his toothaches. Oh, I bet. Ow, back then. Ow.
Cool. George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, I think, had wooden teeth.
Ouch. Yeah. God. I cannot. Oh, man. That means, it reminds me I got to get rid of this. That's bad. Okay. There you go. There you have it. And so, Hillary needs to smoke. We know Bernie does. Cruz. Cruz into the White House. We know Trump really needs to. So
what?
Maybe Trump and Hillary should sit down and do some bonding.
What crazy,
you know what I'm saying?
It just seems like it's so, something out of a movie or something.
I know. It is. It's like a reality show, which is why Trump is so far ahead.
Other countries are watching this over here.
And they're actually sitting on their couch with popcorn. Like, it's a show.
And a soda. Those crazy Americans.
Oh, man. God bless the Americans. I was just saying, those little bastards. God bless them. God bless them. That's what you can say.
They're such a young country. They're making many mistakes.
They're trying. At least they got marijuana going.
They're like, that was us 3,000 years ago.
I know. Oh, remember when we did that? Should we tell them?
No.
You learn from your mistakes. That's what they're saying. You learn from your mistakes. So what, how old are we, 237, 235? Come on, there's someone out here, I know it. Someone on the island knows this. Come on, type up, you know how old we are. Wait, we can't know everything. But come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and we'll pretend to know everything. We'll tell you everything we know anyway. And if we don't know it, we'll find out for you, so you're not in the dark. And so you're not feeling scared about the cannabis process, because it's not as scary as our government has led everybody to believe. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You ready for that?
I don't know. I don't know if anyone's ready for that.
All
but
right.
Yes.
Yeah. So get on down there. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. You can actually call down there and make an appointment. 520-838-4430. Check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Email thctucson@gmail.com. We accept walk-ins. And we're there 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 3. We give ourselves a little bit of a break. And no, we're not there Sunday. We're trying to rest for Monday. Holy cow.
Got to bring everybody in.
You got to reel it in on Monday. So come on down and support your local health center. It's a good thing to do. And it's a good thing to get certified. It shows Arizona, it shows the country, it shows the world that you support this beautiful, beautiful plant, and that everybody should have it. In fact, the VA is being pressed by politicians to embrace medical marijuana. Did you know that? Why? Well, because PTSD was just approved by Arizona last year. It's been a year now, and there's been not only veterans, but there have been a lot of people with PTSD that come in and are very grateful for that. But the VHA Directive 2011-004 expires January 31st. The directive prohibits U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, VA doctors, from recommending medical marijuana to veterans in states where it's legal. The directive also prevents medical marijuana from being discussed at all for fear of veterans losing their benefits. A letter from 21 bipartisan U.S. Senate and House members was sent to VA Secretary Robert McDonald this week, urging him to allow VA doctors to discuss and recommend medical marijuana for veterans in states where it is legal. that huge. That's awesome. The letter includes text stating, this policy disincentivizes doctors and patients from being honest with each other. That's true. It gives them a big incentive not to share what's really going on in their lives.
Scares them.
Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley said, we should be doing everything we can to make life easier for our veterans. Prohibiting VA doctors from taking or from talking to their patients about medical marijuana just doesn't make any sense. The Marijuana Policy Project, MPP, applauds the 21 politicians that signed this letter. The director, MPP, Director of Federal Policies, Robert Capecci, said, for many of them, it could mean the difference between a good quality of life and a poor quality of life. I worked on state levels for several years before moving to federal. I can't tell you how many calls I got from veterans with chronic conditions, and you can hear all the time from people who benefit substantially from being able to use medical marijuana. Well, and they are actually using it already, but they're wanting to be able to discuss it with their doctors. And they should be able to. It's their health. So when you go in to discuss your health with somebody, you should tell them entirely what you're doing.
You shouldn't have to keep secrets just because you think.
Because cannabis can interact with other things that you've got going on.
It can slow,
slow your heart rate down, can speed it up. I was told yesterday that it can also thin your blood.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be careful with the medications you're on, and you can't just be like, well, I'm just not going to share. The last doctor I went to see, probably 20 years younger than I am, a young Indian fellow, and he goes, so what do you do for a living? I told him what was going on with Tumbleweeds Health Center, and he said, you know, my patients would benefit way more from weed than they would these pills I'm giving them.
Yeah.
But I can't say anything because I'll lose my job.
That is so hard.
Oh, that's so sad because he was absolutely right. He was so dead on. He just looked at me and he was like, that's sad, but good for you. Good, I mean, keep doing what you're doing, you know, because I don't, you know, for me personally, I'm too sensitive to take all the big drugs they give you.
Yeah.
I'm even allergic to antibiotics that they give you. They're just too strong. There's just too many chemicals going on.
I call it the pharma hangover.
Oh, man. Mine lasted a year one time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrifying. So you got to be careful.
People that are locked in those pain meds and those different kinds of pharmaceuticals that just give them those side effects that they just have over and over again, and they never feel like they're going to get better because
right. You're
constantly sick. You're constantly hurting. Your stomach is all messed up because you're eating all these
pharmaceuticals. Oh, yeah, don't
worry about
that one.
So it just becomes really, really rough.
Really rough.
On the body.
Yeah. And you really do have to be honest with your doctor about what you've got going on, especially with cannabis. With any medication that you're using, anything that's going to interact with what you have going on. You know your body best, though. So be aware of what you're
taking. Time to take your body back.
And say, take responsibility.
Take
your body back.
What makes your body feel better?
Yeah. Exactly. What makes our bodies feel
it's
better
not
is
what,
cannabis.
What company you're sending off to?
Like
Ireland.
Off, right, or cruise on what island somewhere.
Buying new car.
You're not buying your Rolex watches anymore.
House.
Your fancy dinner's out.
It's enough.
Or your wooden teeth. We're done buying your wooden teeth.
No more wooden teeth.
No more wooden teeth for you. You're out. No more wooden teeth. All right, folks. Thank you for being here today with our wacky, wonderful Wednesday show that we love. We love you. We love everybody.
It's been great. It's been a lot of good information today, and we will hopefully tune in with us next Wednesday.
Yeah? Oh, you will. Subliminally, we'll get you. We'll get you.
Yeah, I'm going to get you.
We got what's going on. The Peace Fair is coming up. Our 4-year anniversary Wednesday show is coming up. And just come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, and get certified right on. And always the most important thing is to remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate. I know it's not Christmas anymore, but I love you so.
That cheese got me good.
Yeah, it did. It's cheese. Have a cheesy day, guys. We love you. We love Wednesday. See you next week. Bye, y'all.